Today on Inland Journal and the Inland Journal podcast, relieving the crushing financial debt faced by formerly incarcerated people. And a Spokane journalist talks about reporting on religion. But first, a Spokane man has been given a window to the past, back to the day when his father served as a young soldier during World War II. In November 1941, weeks before the Pearl Harbor attack, 21-year-old Harold Volz left his home in Ohio and enlisted in the service. He went to boot camp and was trained to become a scout in the Army's 4th Armored Division. He was stationed at several training facilities around the country and then sent to England for more training. A month after the D-Day invasion in 1944, Volz went to France for his first real taste of combat. All the while, he wrote letters to his folks, nearly 400 of them, and his mother saved them. 75 years later, Harold Volz's letters are now in the hands of his son, also named Harold.
Dear folks, have a few spare moments to myself so that I drop you a few lines to let you know I am now in France and still feeling fine and hope you are the same. I'm being quite busy, so if you don't hear from me very often, you'll understand. When my father was drafted in the Army, he made a promise to his folks that he would write whenever he could. And he kept his promise based upon all these letters. And this is just a smidgen of what he wrote, because this is just his folks and the siblings that were still under roof there. It's not to friends. I don't have, you know, any of the friends, girlfriends, other acquaintances that he would write to.
The letters are mostly ordinary, not much in the way of salacious details, and certainly not forthcoming about where he was and what he was doing.
They couldn't be specific where they were at, what they were doing, things of that nature, because every letter, you'll see the letters that they're stamped, passed by Army Examiner, and then the commander writes his name on the bottom of the letter. The envelope of the letter. And so you open up a letter, and it might be like Swiss cheese that they share too much, and they snipped it out.
So how much could you learn through his letters? Because I imagine he couldn't tell you very much.
I learned about a different man than I knew growing up under his fatherly guidance. I learned I learned some new things about him. Kind of understood why he was the way he was. He was known as the banker in the unit because he either sent his money home or he had enough money so others could borrow from, because they were losing it playing cards or playing dice or gambling or whatever. They had never, most of the other guys didn't have any money left over.
So he was the responsible guy in the unit.
And he was the responsible guy.
So did you get a sense through his letters about how scared he might have been or how the anxiety mm-hmm. that he went through?
He kept reassuring his mother and father, my grandparents, that he was okay. I mean, that's basically why he was writing. He said, I'm fine. You know, I chopped off my finger the other day, but they sewed it back on. Things like that. I mean, he had some infections and stuff like that.
Was he wounded in combat?
He received the Purple Heart, so yes, he was wounded in combat. He shrapnel fragments from into his hand. So
not life. Nothing life threatening. Nothing
that was life threatening. No. He also earned a Bronze Star for valor during the Bastogne campaign, the Battle of the Bulge. Tell Buds and Margie, Bud is his brother, that about the only way they can hear from me is by reading your letters. Here of late I've been receiving a lot of mail, and in fact, not enough time to read through them.
Harold Volz has a map that traces the path of his father's 4th Armored Division from its landing on the French coast in July of 1944.
And so I knew where my dad was at exactly, according to the date on the letter.
The soldiers moved steadily east, finally to Czechoslovakia, and they finished the war in May 1945 in an area a little northeast of Munich, Germany. Last spring, 75 years after his father's tour of duty, Volz went back to retrace his dad's route.
I took a tour with a Band of Brothers, Beyond Band of Brothers tour, just this past May, for the 75th anniversary of Normandy and Bastogne and Battle of the Bulge.
So what did that trip mean to you to be able to go overseas?
It was the greatest. I was able to acquire a personal tour guide. It's called Tours by Locals. But you can hire the tour guide, and if you set up your own itinerary.
He took along a battle map that allowed him to follow the 4th Armored Division's march through Europe.
He had arranged for us to stay in a country farmhouse in Leglisi. I discovered that I was sleeping in the same area that my dad had bivouacked in.
How did that feel?
That was cool. It still gives me chill bumps to think, my dad went through. I'm seeing everything that my dad had seen. But what was really fascinating was hitting these named places that were combat areas, and here's these little plaques isolated from civilization, saying thank you, 4th Armored Division, for what you did in freeing us from the Germans.
By then, Volz had combined the letters into a loosely bound book. He took a copy with him to the War Museum at Bastogne, and they showed some interest. So when he came home, he was determined to turn his first attempt at a book into something a little more professional. And so he went and found photos of the day, including some of his dad and his buddies. He picked excerpts from the letters, added a flourish here and there, and self-published the book.
Initially, I sent them to libraries. In fact, the Presidential Library, William McKinley, which is in Canton, Ohio, they wanted the letters. And I go, I don't know if I want to just put letters in the vault, and no one has access to them. So that's why I compiled the book.
The program usually scheduled over many of these stations, The Art of Living, will not be heard at this time in order that the National Broadcasting Company may bring you Bob Hope. We now take you to the South Pacific.
From somewhere in the South Pacific, we present the Bob Hope Show.
My dad loved the radio. They all loved to listen to the radio. And he mentioned one letter. I just got finished listening to Bob Hope and Red Skelton. And I about bawled, about cried my eyes out because I was laughing so hard from them. And so I had put in a little segment about who Bob Hope was during World War II and who was Red Skelton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and now for the news. Detroit, Michigan. The 1940 automobiles are now on the assembly line. I bought a new car a couple of days ago. Already the fenders are wrinkled because it's worried about the payments. It's a very comfortable car, though, only it's a little close to the ground. In fact, the seat is so close to the ground, every time you hit a bump, you get a road burn.
I've gotten communication from three other children from the men I put in the back of the book that my dad served with, and they didn't have anything either, or very few letters. And he says, when I read this, I'm thinking about my dad, because your dad was so thorough in what he explained that I can visualize my dad. Another man that I contacted, this is all through like Facebook and stuff like that, but another man wrote, his father was in the A troop, my dad was in B troop, and my dad, and this was like in May of 45 or so. My dad was in charge of softball tournaments, and he had to make arrangements between the troops to play games and tournaments and stuff like that. And this man said, well, yeah, my dad mentioned at some time that he had messed up his knee. I didn't know if it was in battle or how he did that. And so I'm reading my dad's, and he's reading one of my dad's letters, and here my dad explained that one guy busted his collarbone in their softball game, and another guy messed up his knee, and they were playing Troop A. That was his dad. And he said, I just had one of those moments. I go, wow, that was my dad. is a history book, but I'm not a historian. You know, I wanted to tell the GI story, and my dad told the story, and I just put it together, and so if people can get a warm fuzzy from that, then great.
Harold Volz's book of his father's letters is entitled World War II, Cavalry Reconnaissance Scout. It's available in some of the area libraries, and there are a few copies for purchase at Auntie's Bookstore. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.